Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 3 Leadership Secrets End Workplace Wars Fast. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. 67% of employees actively avoid workplace conflict. But here's what great leaders understand that others don't. Conflict isn't your enemy. Avoiding it is. Today, I'm sharing the 3-step method that top executives use to transform team tension into breakthrough results. Let me start with the first secret. Reframe conflict as data. Most leaders see conflict and think disruption. But what if I told you conflict is actually your team's way of showing you valuable intelligence about what matters most to them? When people clash, they're not just being difficult, they're revealing their deepest professional values. Smart leaders don't ask, "How do I make this stop?" They ask, "What is this conflict trying to teach us?" This single mindset shift transforms every workplace disagreement into a leadership goldmine. Second secret. Create psychological safety first. Before you even think about addressing the actual issue, you need to establish that everyone will be heard without judgment. I use this phrase religiously. Help me understand your perspective. Those 7 words signal genuine curiosity instead of premature problem solving. Here's the key. Acknowledge emotions before diving into facts. People need to feel seen before they can think clearly. This foundation prevents those defensive reactions that turn small disagreements into all-out workplace wars. The third secret is where the magic happens. Focus on shared goals, not individual positions. Stop asking, "Who's right?" and start asking, "What outcome do we all want?" Guide your team toward common objectives rather than getting stuck debating who said what. Most workplace conflicts completely dissolve when people realize they're actually fighting for the same team. Let me give you a real example. Sarah, a marketing director I coached, had 2 team members constantly battling over campaign priorities. Instead of picking sides, she asked them both 1 simple question: what would success look like for our customers? Suddenly, they realized they both wanted higher engagement. They just had different execution ideas. Within 10 minutes, they were collaborating on a hybrid solution that exceeded everyone's original goals. Your takeaway is this. Next time conflict erupts, take a breath, ask what can this teach us, and guide everyone back to your shared mission. Master this approach, and you'll turn your biggest team challenges into your greatest victories. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.